All right, so tonight we saw an exciting game. It's Saturday, April 29th, and we've seen Unionville Milliken at their new home, this year anyway, of Ontario Soccer Center. And they played Sigma and a 2-2 tie with some points that, geez, they were so easy they could have got a win tonight. But I've got head coach Philippe Bento here, and let's start with just asking your thoughts on tonight's game.
It was a competitive game. Sigma is a good opponent, well-organized, composed of good players. It was a difficult game to prepare because I didn't have much information about Sigma. However, I felt our team, considering that we're so young, I felt that the attitude, the work ethics was excellent. We start 1-0. We had many opportunities, and at the end 2-2. I believe is a fair result based on what both teams presented during the game.
That's true. Yeah, there was a chance you could have won it, and then you know, that penalty shot. Wow, that would have been that all that work, and they might have escaped with a win. So. Now, this year's team, there's so on the roster, there are so many new names or folks I didn't recognize. Is this year's team, is it a lot of new players?
Now, they are new in the League One, but yes, they're not new in the club. This year, we have decided to change the paradigm in terms of the formation of the team and the composition of the team. We decided to go younger, to have the League One team as a pathway of the youth development. So our team have many players coming from the OPDL, many players from Unionville,
yes,
from the past coming back from universities. But I would say it's a young team, players from 2006, 2005. The older players probably around 2004. So it's new. In the League One, but they're still veterans when it comes to play for Unionville.
Yeah, well, they looked good tonight. I mean, last year you had to improve on like 20th place. So you've got you've already had a win against Windsor and a tie against Sigma's, always rated as one of the best teams. So off to a better start. Now, how is it? How do you feel like this is your second year as a head coach? You're sort of, now you know what it's like, and is it, I don't know, does it ever get easier?
In fact, last year I started as head coach. I didn't finish the season as a head coach. I'm also the technical director of the club.
Okay.
And we tried another head coach during the second half of past season. This year, I have started as head coach, and we'll see how it goes. Easy, it is not easy. The league is a competitive league. It's a difficult league, full of good players, good coaches, excellent organization. Obviously, it's never easy to compete at this level.
Well, you had some experience from years ago, York Region Shooters from the turn of the century.
Yes.
Yeah, except that league, I'm not supposed to talk about down there.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Now, let's see, just we'll finish this out. How much of a shock or jolt is it that you were supposed to be at Bill Crothers Secondary School? I've sort of explained already in previous talks about what happened, that you're suddenly thrown here. But with 1 week to go, I mean, yikes. And how is that hurting the number of fans who can come this far to see them?
In terms of performance, obviously, doesn't change as much. Ontario Soccer has a good field. It's not a problem. The structure is good. What hurts is the fact that we don't play for our youth. We don't play for our members. And the League One games are also a good tool to inspire young kids to continue to play soccer or to aspire playing soccer at high level. So in terms of fans or membership, obviously it hurts us that we don't play at home, but we're working on it, our board is working on it, and probably very soon we'll have a change in terms of location, or
wow.
So I hope.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's too bad. Yeah, and it's so you get the... you came on such short notice, you got bad times. Like, the game started at 9 o'clock. Kids, bedtime, they're in bed already. Yeah. Okay, and you have, let's see, like this season I could see you being well and finishing in the top 12, but because they're averaging 2 years together, how tough is it to be in that final finish? And then can you folks survive as a community team if some, you know, things go wrong, like in future years, to be in like the championship league rather than the premier?
I don't think is anything wrong being demoted or not being top 12, especially because we are a club that with an identity well established. The objective of League One teams is always, like I said, being a pathway for youth players' development. Playing League One or eventually second division of League One is not a defeat. It's just part of being a competitive environment. If we have to go to the second division or to championship, we will go and we'll try our best to compete, to develop, and to come back. So I don't see as a problem or even an issue being in the Premier or in the championship. For me, it's just soccer. It's just a pathway for development.
Yeah, I think that I believe that too. I think a community team like yours could get by quite well. I was tipped off last year, warning of some of those teams that inspire to be great, that if they don't make the top 12, they're mercenaries. They'll just desert them and say, I want to be in the top 12, glamour, look at me, and they'll just leave your team in the dust. So those teams have something to worry about, but the community teams, small town teams, they should do quite well. So thank you for talking to me. And